Today our scripture reading is from John chapter 15, verse 26 through chapter 16, verse 15. Please stand if you are able for the gospel reading. When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. All this I have told you so that you will not fall away. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their time comes, you will remember that I warned you about them. I did not tell you this from the beginning because I was with you. But now I'm going to him who sent me. None of you ask me, where are you going? Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands command. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. But he will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. And all that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. One day, six blind men were walking down a road together in India. As they were walking, they came upon an elephant. Each of them touched it and had a direct experience with the elephant. One blind man touched the tusk, and second, the trunk, a third, an ear, a fourth, a leg, a fifth, the tail, a sixth, the side of the elephant. The blind man continued to on their journey. They began to discuss their experiences with the elephant, and great argument broke out. The first man said that the elephant was like a spear. No, said another, it was like a large snake, thick with powerful muscles. The third claimed it was like a warm leaf, thin and flat and flexible. The fourth argues that the elephant was like a trunk of a tree. The fifth said he could hold the elephant in his hand like rope. The sixth insisted that the elephant was really like water. Try as they might, the blind man could not agree on what an elephant was like. Each was convinced he was right. Each was convinced the other five were wrong. We may chuckle at this parable because we all know that none of them blind men were right. And their debate just sounds to us silly or nonsense. Let's take a moment and think about it this way. What if it was God instead of the elephant they were experiencing and debating? Some of you might say, Some of you might nod your heads, or some of you might have no idea. No matter what reaction you have, those reactions tell us that God is much bigger than we can fully know. It also tells us that we will not learn everything we need to know about God. Nevertheless, we cannot stop knowing God because God invites us to spend a lifetime knowing God better and better through worship, Bible study, and faith community. Today we celebrate Trinity Sunday. The Holy Trinity is the one of the most important doctrines of our faith, although it is difficult. This is because it tells about who God is. The Trinity is the belief of God is one in essence, but distinct in persons. In other words, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are somehow distinct from one another, yet at the same time, they are completely united in essence, will, and task. So, if we know God only as the Father God, or only as the Jesus Christ, the Son, or only as the Holy Spirit, it means that we are falling into the same error that the blind made. Simply because without discussing all three persons as one, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, God cannot be the God we must know. And we never understand who God is. Even though the term Trinity was developed and affirmed by the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, we can find evidence of the Trinity throughout the Bible. And today's gospel lesson is one of them. Jesus, in his farewell message over the Last Supper, is not only introducing who the Holy Spirit is as a person of the Trinity to his disciples, but also promising them that he will send the Spirit to them. Actually, the central among the promises of Jesus made in his message is the Holy Spirit. This is the reason why Jesus mentioned the Holy Spirit over five times throughout his message. Let's go over one by one how Jesus tells us about the Holy Spirit in his message. You're going to see the each verse on the screen, so when it comes, let's read out together, okay? First, in the chapter 14, verse 16 and 17, Jesus promised of the Holy Spirit. He said, "I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth." In the chapter 14, 15, and 16 of John, Jesus speaks about the work of the Holy Spirit and its relationship with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. John 14, 26 says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." And John 15, 26 says, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify about me." And next, John 16, 8 says, "When the Spirit comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment." And John 16, 13 says, "But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Thank you, everyone. Why does Jesus speak about the Spirit? Because it was time for the Holy Spirit to come? Yes, that's true. But I want to understand the Spirit as a love of Christ that has given to us. I think this way of understanding is more appropriate and makes sense in the context since Jesus is departing from his disciples physically. The news Jesus is going to die on the cross probably terrified the disciples and his followers. What's worse, Jesus prophesied to them that the world would hate them and they would be put into persecution, even to death. In this circumstance, they were probably quite concerned about the future. How would they live without Christ? How would they continue to do Christ's work without his presence and guidance? In other words, Jesus' absence was a big deal for his disciples and his followers. Then Jesus Christ promised to send them the advocate or the helper, that is the Holy Spirit. The scripture says, "Now I'm going to the Father who sent me, but I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." Jesus did it because, firstly, Jesus so loved his people. Jesus didn't want them to be left alone. So Jesus promised the Spirit to them as comfort or as substitute. I think this is the same formula as why God sent Jesus Christ to us. Secondly, Jesus knew their weakness. Jesus knew that they were too weak at the time to face the reality of the Christ's death and resurrection, and the reality of their own persecution for doing Christ's work. It would be the job of the Holy Spirit to guide them and strengthen them for the challenge they would face. And lastly, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us for the kingdom of God and to fulfill God's great mission. Matthew 28 and 19 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Throughout John's Gospel, we are given a glimpse of who the Spirit is. And through Jesus' teaching, we know that the Spirit is associated primarily with Jesus and the Father God. The scripture says, "The Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will glorify me because it is from me." In his farewell message, Jesus weaves the connection between God the Father, himself, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus promises us that the Spirit will lead us into the truth, and the Spirit will speak with the authority of God, telling us what God is thinking. The Spirit will give us Jesus' glory because he will translate what Jesus has to say to us, and he will tell us what to do and what to say when we are doing God's work. I believe what Jesus spoke to us regarding the Holy Spirit has been fulfilled and is still valid among us. And it will continue to work with us, among us, and in us. In order to guide us closer to God in faith and to help us to do God's work in the world. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Trinity is about relationship and indwelling. It is about collaboration and the self-communication of God. The Trinity is about the mutuality of God within the Godhead, about our invitation into the Godhead by Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. And it is about our mutuality with each other, guiding, speaking, and declaring to one another the glory of God. The Trinity is our way of life made possible by God. As the days go on, our world is getting confusing and complicated. That's why John chapter 16 and verse 13 attracts believers. He says, "But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." If there's one thing we need to do today, is to be led by the Spirit of truth. Because the Spirit only can guide us to the truth, reproduce the truth, and receive the truth. Let us pray. The Holy Trinity God, thank you for loving us, and thank you for inviting us to know you through Jesus Christ and the Spirit. As you know, we are too weak to face reality, and we are too weak to deal with the problems that we are having. Pour out your Spirit on us so that we may be strengthened from you and we may be guided by you to see the truth. In your Spirit, let us be your true disciples. I pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.